This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in a pre-budget consultation with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Niti Aayog CEO B.V.R. Subramaniam and other senior officers participated in the meeting. The pre-budget consultations for Union Budget 2025-26 started on the 6th of this month. Ms. Sitharaman held consultations with the finance ministers of various states, farmers' associations, economists and MSMEs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review the implementation of three new criminal laws in Uttarakhand. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Uttarakhand Chief Secretary Radha Rathuri and senior officials were present at the meeting. Later, speaking to media, Chief Minister Dhami said the new laws have been implemented in the country since July and Uttarakhand is working rapidly to implement these laws. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on the implementation of three new criminal laws with the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the NCRB to facilitate the complete implementation of new criminal laws in the Interoperable Criminal Justice System 2.0. The Home Minister also said that alerts should be generated for all criminal cases at predefined stages and timelines, right from registration to disposal of the case, to benefit victims and complainants. He emphasized on the use of applications like e-Sakshya, Nyay Shruti, e-Sign and e-Summons in every state and union territory. The Delhi police has busted a gang involved in the illegal immigration of Bangladeshi citizens. Deputy Commissioner of Police, South Delhi, Ankit Chauhan, informed in a press conference that 11 people have been arrested in this regard. He said the arrested individuals created fake documents through a fraudulent website enabling the Bangladeshi nationals to stay illegally in the country. National Consumer Day is being celebrated today. It is celebrated on the 24th of December to highlight the significance of consumer movement in the country. It was on this day that the Consumer Protection Act 1986 received the presidential assent and was enacted. This year, the theme is Virtual Hearings and Digital Access to Consumer Justice. On the occasion, Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi virtually launched several initiatives aimed at identifying dark patterns on e-commerce platforms and empowering the consumers. Veteran filmmaker Shyam Benegal was cremated with full state honours at Shivaji Park Crematorium at Dadar in Mumbai this afternoon. The 90-year-old filmmaker had breathed his last at a Mumbai hospital last evening, where he was admitted for a chronic kidney disease. Shyam Benegal's wife Neera and daughter Pia were joined by many of his contemporaries and artists across generations to pay their last respects. The pioneer of parallel cinema in India, Shyam Benegal was known for timeless classics like Ankur, Mandi, Nishant and Junoon. He received numerous awards and recognition for his work on national as well as international stage. The Met Department has forecast cold wave conditions in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till tomorrow, while Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema are expected to witness heavy rainfall today. Dense fog conditions will prevail over northern and northeastern parts of the country in the night and morning hours during the next 2 days. In women's cricket, India have set a target of 359 runs before West Indies in the second ODI of three-match championship series at the Kothambi Stadium in Vadodara. Opting to bat first, India scored 358 runs at a loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Harleen Deol led the Indian innings with an impressive ton. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended marginally lower. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex slipped 67 points to close at 78,473. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 fell slightly by 26 points to end at 23,728. The Indian Stock Exchange, the Bombay Stock Exchange and the National Stock Exchange will be closed for trading tomorrow on account of Christmas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.